This is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking. I'm here at the San Francisco Writers Conference in the Mark Hopkins Hotel with Britt Bravo, who has just presented a class on podcasting and blogging. Hi, Britt.
Hello.
So, you'll go around and tell people about podcasting. Like, we had a room of, 70 people in there. What do you see in your conversations? Is podcasting and blogging becoming popular slowly, more quickly, or is it taking off like wildfire? What do you find out there?
I started doing this in 2005. And when I started doing this, and I would say to someone, I have a blog or I have a podcast or you should use a blog or podcast, they would look at me like I was crazy and have no idea what I was talking about. And I would say within the last year and a half, it's become more and more mainstream. That said, and more and more people have them. But that said, there are still many people who know the words, but they don't necessarily know what that means or how to use it. And they kind of come and say, I need a blank. I need a Facebook. I need a Twitter. I need a thing, just because someone told them that, but not really looking at them as they're just tools. They're just communication tools, like a newsletter, like a brochure. I work with nonprofits, like an annual report, and they're not as sparkly and crazy as people think. They're just new tools.
Do you find that when people find, you emphasized a couple of times to the tech phobia people in the room, mm-hmm. how easy it is mm-hmm. to set up? Are people surprised how easy it is?
They are really surprised, and it doesn't mean that, you know, there aren't challenges and things that you have to figure out, but overall, a lot of these tools, especially the free tools, are meant to be user-friendly because it is the social web, and you're supposed to be social, and they want people to be social, and I find that the people who build them are social, so they're trying to make it easy, and of course, there are things that people can use that are more advanced, but overall, I really encourage people to experiment and try and not to be afraid, because they're not going to break anything.
Right. And now what about, there's the vehicle, the platform, the technique or the technology of podcasting and blogging, but as probably every writer knows here at the Writers' Conference, what about content? How do you find people are approaching that?
That's an excellent question. I feel like if you're going to be using it for some kind of marketing for your business or your book or your platform, you need to think about it just like you would any other product. And what is the market and what is the niche and what is the thing that you have a particular expertise and passion to write about? So you can write about that what you had for breakfast, and that's fine, but your book better be about breakfast or cooking or toast or something. Or, I mean, there are writers who write about the writing process, and that's fine too, and maybe that's what they're really excited to share, and they don't write about their actual book, they write about the process, but then that means they're going to attract other writers who are interested in that topic. So it's a balance between just like figuring out if you're going to write a book, what for your blog or your podcast, what are you passionate about, but also what is there a niche for? And because these things are online, people are often finding them through searching. So you really need to think about what are they searching for and how are they going to find you when they search for it.
Is there any disconnect with writers, particularly between the process where they maybe are used to, first draft, second draft, edits, before they see it on the printed page, and a blog where it's kind of usually people should be blogging without necessarily too much self-editing?
Absolutely. I would say writers are some of the most reluctant bloggers sometimes around, at least already published writers who were published before this happened, because unless they were already a journalist or something. But even journalists, people who are professional journalists, it is a different medium, not only in the culture of it, which is supposed to be about authenticity, personal voice, showing who you really are. Not that you had terrible spelling and grammar mistakes, but it's supposed to be more of that conversational tone. And also that it's a visual medium. And so people aren't reading it tucked into bed on their lap. Well, I guess they do have their laptop, but it's read in a different way, so you must keep that in mind, and particularly with blogging, have space in your post, be able to scan your post, have lists, have bolding, have images, because people are reading it on a computer screen, not in their lap in a book.
So if you had one, in conclusion maybe, one tip or suggestion for people who haven't got a blog, haven't got a podcast, maybe unsure about it, what would be the first thing they should do?
Well, the first thing I always tell people is start reading blogs or listening to podcasts. It's just like someone says, I want to be a writer, but I've never read a book, or I want to be a journalist, but I don't read the newspaper, or I want to be an actor, but I've never seen a movie, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you start reading blogs, if you're interested in blogging or listening to podcasts because you're interested in podcasting, then you're going to hear things or read things, and that's going to make you say, oh, I could do that, or I could do better than that, or I want to do something like that. And also, most of those people are very friendly. And when I started, you know, especially podcasting, there was one podcast I listened to, and I emailed the guy and said, how do I do this? And he was happy to tell me. So I would say if you become a fan of someone, then ask them for tips as well.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.